Joining us now on the Carolina Fifth Quarter Show is Windsor Greyhound girls coach Brad Forrest. Coach Forrest, thanks for joining us. You guys played Northwest at Hughesville tonight. You came out with a big 52-22 Kasinger Conference win. Congratulations. Talk a little bit about the game tonight. Talk about who played well for the Greyhounds.
Yeah, it's pretty nice to get a win after a rough part of the go early in the week down at Cole Camp. We had three pretty good practices in a row right before Friday. We come out tonight, kind of started a little sluggish, picked it up in the second half, really extended it and put it out of reach. Cheyenne Berube, my point guard, she ended up with 16 tonight. She hit 4 3-pointers, so it was a pretty good night. And then had a senior, Maria Rodriguez. She chipped in 12. Actually, we had several girls play pretty well tonight. Just didn't show up on in the score sheet, but we had 8 girls score tonight. So anytime you can get that much contribution, it's a pretty good night. Defensively, we fouled a lot tonight, but we were able to limit the baskets that they were able to make from the field. So anytime you can do that, it's a pretty good night.
Well, my old adage was if you don't have at least 3 fouls, you're not playing very hard defensively. So, you know, you got 12 free ones to give as long as they're not shooting fouls. So
that is true, but you know, but we're trying to play a little man-to-man defense tonight. Instead of taking the extra step, we decided we need to reach. So it kind of got us in some trouble there at times. But I'd rather see us pick up those fouls with our body trying to get in good position and trying to reach because we're being lazy or you know, got beat off the dribble.
Yeah. You said you had 8 girls score tonight. Obviously, your ability to spread it around is important. And then if you have someone on the outside knocking down shots, that's going to, you know, open up driving lanes and the inside game for you tonight
right.
As well.
Yeah. She hit 2 in the first half, and the second one in the second quarter started opening things up a little bit, kind of got the rest of the offense going. And then in the second half, she come out and hit one real quick, which I mean it. And then they started focusing on her, and they switched to a man-to-man defense, and we were able to push the ball a little bit more in the second half and get some good looks and easy buckets out of it. So,
Coach, you guys said you'd been scuffling a little bit, but your last two opponents, Crestridge and Cole Camp, those teams aren't any slouches.
No, Crestridge. And Crestridge is in our district again this year. Katie does a good job with them. She's got a good team down there this year. And it'll be fun to watch them play in districts. And we've got a couple other good teams in our district. So it's going to be – could be a rough go of it there at the end, but it'll be fun to watch some of it. And Cole Camp's always been pretty good. They always got girls that can play basketball, and Coach Grunden does a good job with them. They get up in you and pressure you and make you do things that you don't want to do. And me trying to play some young girls, we panic a little bit when we see that pressure, and it leads to some not so good things.
Yeah, and those are two teams that have had, you know, pretty consistent coaching the last 5 or 6 years, and I think that's really important, as has Windsor, and I think that's, you know, a lot of the reason you guys are usually, you know, kind of a threat come districts no matter what your regular season record is.
Yeah, we always seem to manage to pull something out of the fire later in the season and get it going. Doesn't matter what our record is, but we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out playing rotations right now. And I'm trying to get my young kids as much playing time as possible because graduate 5 seniors this year. I'm going to need them next.
Coach, you guys have a conference game next week against Lincoln. You know, you guys are just right down the road from each other, 12 or 15 miles apart. What are you going to have to do next week to get a win over Lincoln?
Well, we're going to have to do kind of what we did tonight and step up on the defensive end, limit their easy opportunities, and hopefully we get several people contributing again on Monday to score in the basket, and hopefully we can get some transition buckets like we did in the second half tonight. Anytime you can get those 3 combinations, you're probably going to have a pretty good night.